Hi everyone, we hope you're having a lovely summer and not missing us too much. We're missing being back in the studio. But before we do crack on with season two, which we are very excited about, we thought we would just share some of our favourite bits from season one, just so that you can listen to our voices again.
I'm in a stinking mood because...
I mean, guys, just like... It will get better.
It will get more positive.
I'm just
going to offload. I need to offload.
She needs to offload.
I'm in a sinking mood.
Go for it.
Because I didn't set Lenny's frigging alarm, whatever, gross, stupid clock that if someone presses a rogue button like ED, it doesn't work properly. And at 4:35 or 4:37, he shouted at the top of his lungs, "Mummy! Mummy!" And I went in and he said, "My clock's off." I'm like, "Go to sleep. It's 4:37.
Did he go back?
He went back to sleep, but ED woke up. So... he went back to sleep on and off, kept going in, wanting the iPad at 5:01. I'm like, absolutely not. And Edie was up from 4:37.
Well, so you know what they say. The only way is up, baby.
Please, share some good news with
me. Well, actually, no.
Because I've offloaded now.
I just also want to say I'm also not in a foul mood, but feeling the guilt again. I dropped Alfie off to football camp today. They were outside the whole day. I thought it was summer.
It's not.
It is not.
It's
there is a
freezing.
Very... cold breeze today, and he is in a t-shirt. So I arrived at the podcast studio just full of that guilt of what did I
but
do.
I did look at the weather this morning, and it did say the sun was popping out.
Okay.
So let's hope that Alfie can make it to 2 o'clock without freezing.
He's always cold, my poor little prince. Aww. But before we do move on to all of our thrilling content today, we are going to uplift you. We always do. Just a little shout out to my amazing, darling niece, Ruby. She is 7 and she listens to our podcast.
When you told me that, it was literally the sweetest thing. And I've got to add, because Phils would never say this, you said you were out for dinner in a restaurant the other night and she was like, "This is my auntie Phils. She's famous. She's got a podcast."
No, it was just the way she said it. She has so much sass. She's 7. Ruby, I know you'll be listening. I love you. But she is amazing. I was ordering the food for everyone and she said to the waitress, "Don't you know my auntie? She's famous."
Talking of sweet things about kids, I actually saw this morning when I was scrolling at 5 o'clock in the morning and I really liked it. I thought it'd be a nice thing to share just quickly on the topic of kids. One simple thing that my parents did that boosted my confidence. My parents would talk to my stuffed animals about me. "Wow, did you see her? She got dressed fast. She looks so confident in that outfit. Oh, Bunny, you're so silly. You think you love her the most. I love her even more." As a child, I would sit there and smile as I overheard my parents say nice things about me. By overhearing them share good things about me, I started to believe these things were true.
I love that.
I thought that was really lovely, yeah. And I'd never think to do that.
And kids are just, you know what, when you teach them, if you do it so
subtly,
it makes such a huge impact. And I think that that's just such a clever technique and tool to use. And it's just so easy. I actually do recall something similar with Alfie's. When he first started reception, there was a phase where it wasn't that he found it tricky settling in, but he started in a school where they had a nursery group that then all went up to reception. So he was one of, I think, 3 kids. So naturally, all the kids had their own group,
yeah,
and clique a little bit. And I remember the first few weeks, it was a little bit, it wasn't difficult at all, but there was an adjustment stage.
Yeah.
And I do remember sometimes he would come home and like feel whatever he was feeling. And I remember I must have read something similar or someone told me about getting his superheroes and talking to them and sharing those positive messages and interaction in a positive way, how much of an impact it has. So
yeah.
I love that. Thank you for reminding me.
But did our parents do it to us? That's the question.
Mum, also, I know you're listening.
Firm no.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you did.
But actually, we
she taught me.
She taught us a lot.
They definitely did.
But different times.
And also, I guess now, things are just done in a different way.
But also, I would never have seen that had I not been on Instagram.
Correct.
So I'm getting, you know, all the tidbits I like to pick up from my podcast, from here, from there. But actually, there wasn't that outlet then. So
everything is just so at our fingertips now.
Absolutely.
We're so much more aware of it.